So the question is that the Bhagavatam is not different from Krishna. So when we touch the book Bhagavatam, we are connected with Krishna. But say when we have the Bhagavatam verses in our smartphone, so when we are touching the smartphone, are we actually touching Krishna? Or how do we see this? Ultimately, sarva vidhi nishedasu etayorayo kinkaram smartavya satatam vishnu smartavya vijatu chit. That the purpose of all rules and regulations is to always remember Krishna and to never forget Krishna. So whatever is favorable for our remembrance of Krishna, we accept that. And whatever is unfavorable, we avoid that. So now, some devotees may feel that, okay, when I sit with the physical book Bhagavatam, I'm really feeling like I'm studying Shastra. And then, that's what stimulates their remembrance of Krishna. Some other devotees may feel that, actually, if I have a book, I may not always be carrying the book with me. If I'm reading it on my phone or my computer, then I can mark it, I have a page marker, I can immediately go to that page. I can have all my markings with me, I can have my whole book with me. So, they may feel this is an easier way for me to remember Krishna. So in certain settings, the traditional forms we do preserve. It's not that in the temple altar, instead of the deities, we are going to put a phone with the image of the deities. We are going to have the deities over. So in certain places, the traditional forms will be there. But at the same time, we have to also remember the purpose. And the structure, the form should serve the purpose. The form should not obstruct the purpose. So somebody doesn't have a physical book, then if the phone they are reading, that's wonderful. The important thing is to remember Krishna. So if you see, as technology is progressing, things are changing drastically. Now before, say, Gutenberg, when he made the printing press, actually books themselves were a scarcity. So Bhagavatam itself, throughout the history of the Bhakti tradition, the book Bhagavatam was not very common. The book Bhagavatam was rare. It was there probably with some Brahmanas. We know that story of Srinivas Acharya. When he wanted a Bhagavatam, he actually went across from Puri to Bengal and then he came back. He wanted to study under Gadadhar Pandit. But Gadadhar Pandit's Bhagavatam had got completely worn out because of his tears. So actually to get a copy, he had to go from one country, one state to another state and come back. So in the past also, the primary transmission of spiritual knowledge was through the oral tradition. That people would come and hear. In practically every village, every town, they had their sadhus. They had their learned Vidvat Sabha, learned people. And then there were traveling monks who would go from place to place. And they would share. So in the past also, it's not that most people were physically reading books. It was that they were hearing. So the primary mode of transmission of knowledge was through hearing. Then as books started getting printed, so books became more and more available. So in a sense, the printing of books made access to physical books more widespread. So naturally, when something becomes more widespread, there's a tendency to devalue it a little bit. So something is very rare, so the Bhagavatam was only with Brahmanas, say. And in the village there may be two or three Brahmanas who have a Bhagavatam. Then naturally the Bhagavatam would be very much respected. Now everybody has a Bhagavatam. The respect for it may go down a little bit. So now similarly, if every phone has a Bhagavatam, then the respect for it may go down. But the point is, that is simply a cultural form. If you remember the spiritual purpose, so spiritual purpose, now if somebody has got, say, 18 volumes of the Bhagavatam, then if the Bhagavatam was only in one place in a village, people might even offer aarti to it, offer flowers to it. But if the Bhagavatam is in every house, it's not practical to worship it in every house. Maybe on special days, we may offer do something for it. So the cultural form in which Shastra manifests, that has historically also changed. In the past, Shastra would be handwritten. Prabhupada did not insist that we have to have Shastra handwritten. He used printed books. That's perfectly fine. So today, if you're using phones, the cultural form certainly has certain reverence associated with it. But there is cultural reverence and there is spiritual reverence. Spiritual reverence comes from realization. So if we have philosophical understanding that, okay, Krishna is manifesting through the Bhagavad Gita, and that wisdom is available here, then the spiritual purpose of remembering Krishna can be served even through the phone. So the cultural form is important, but the cultural form is meant to assist the spiritual purpose. And if sometimes the cultural form is not particularly easily available, then whatever way the spiritual purpose can be served, we should serve it that way. So we may not exactly get the feeling on opening the Pocket Vedas app or whatever on the phone that, okay, I'm touching the Bhagavatam. But we can be intellectually touching Krishna. We can be devotionally touching Krishna by using our intelligence to understand the Bhagavatam and by using our heart to devotionally connect with Krishna's message in the Bhagavatam. So Krishna always remains accessible. The specific forms in which we access Krishna may vary according to time, place, circumstance. But Krishna will always be accessible. And the way to access him is through the devotional intent of our heart. Does it answer your question?
But the proof